always keep you the main thing, the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His angels that watch over us. Thanking God for the church. Thank you, God, for the elders and the deacons and the leaders of this congregation. Thank you, God, for this congregation. Thank you, God, for this morning that you give us. You gave us, Lord, that you didn't have to, but you did. You know, last night, as we slept in the form of death, he saw fit that we didn't stay that way. He got us up off of that in our right minds, having a desire to come out and worship him today. We ought to be thankful for that. Put everything else aside and just be thankful for that. Amen. And happy part two, Father's Day. Amen. Today, our lesson is coming from the book of Psalms. Psalm 130, and it came from verse 13, but I would like to read from 1 through 14. Psalms 103, 1 through 14. The Bible reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. For who forgiveth all things, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who hath healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, and so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Verse 13. "Like as a father pitieth his children, or has compassion over his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." Our lesson titled this morning is We Have a Compassionate Father. We have a compassionate father. Last week I spoke about the creation father. Today I want to speak about the creator father. Psalms 103:13 teaches us about God's compassion and understanding for humanity. It highlights that God is like a loving father who shows compassion to those who fear him and acknowledges our frail and transient nature. This understanding allows God to treat us with grace and mercy, and rather than to judge us harshly. Verse 13 uses the analogy of the father's compassion for his children to illustrate God's care for those who fear him. This suggests that God's love is not just an abstract emotion, but a deeply personal nature and care. We have a compassionate father. The word compassionate means to deeply love and cherish. Psalms 103:13 13 in New Living Translation says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." Who fear him. The word fear is not to terrorize, but it's a healthy and humble respect that comes with recognizing that God is God and we're not. Verse 14 states that God knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. This emphasizes God's understanding of our limitation, frailty, and morality. God is not ignorant of our human condition, but intimately aware of our weaknesses and the limitation we face in this life. In other words, he knows that we are human. God knows exactly where we are. He knows how we are put together. He knows why we are put together that way. In Isaiah 64:8, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we art the clay, and thou art the potter, and we all are the work of thine hand." The concept of dust serves as a reminder of our temporary existence. God's awareness of this fragility informs his compassion, as he understands our vulnerability and the need for his grace. By acknowledging our dustiness, God is able to extend grace and mercy rather than judging us harshly. This means he does not hold our sins against us with the full force of our actions, but treat us with the understanding and compassion. The verse also implies that the act of fearing God is a sense of reverence, respect, and humility is important in receiving God's compassion. This is very important, to reverence God, to fear him. Those who acknowledge their dependence on God and seek his guidance are those who experience his love and mercy. Someone has asked the question, "Who is your father?" We have heard the question asked, "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?" Some know and don't tell. Some tell and don't know. It's sad to say, but a teacher asks the little boy, "What is your mother's name?" And he said, "Mary." She asks, "What is your father's name?" He said, "Gloria." That's sad. Are you with me? That's sad. And we have children today somewhere who's going through this. They don't know no better. They think it's right. And they go grow up thinking it's right. And they're going to want to imitate that father or that mother and be just like that. And we ask the question, what is happening to our world? Our children is not being taught correct. We need parents in the home. When the question is asked to us, "Who is your spiritual father?" we ought to say, "God the Father in heaven." If we don't really know, then we're lost. And the question is, if we don't know who our Father is, then who is our Father? In this world, there's one who imitates our Father, which is in heaven. John 8:42 says, "Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This imitation daddy will give you anything you want, as long as you do what he say do. Amen? And that's what's wrong with a lot of people today, are spoiled, because they're getting everything they want. God don't spoil us. God blessed us with our needs. If that was the case, he would have spoiled Paul, because Paul said, listen, you know, I didn't ask you three times, you know, and I wanted, you know how kids get all, when they don't get their way, they get all, you know. But God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. But that imitation daddy will give you anything that you want, as long as you do what he says to do. With that imitation daddy, you can go anywhere you want. Do anything you want. Say anything you want. Be anything you want. You can get married as many times as you want to anyone who you feel like getting married to. There was a story about a man he worked with. This lady, she was new, and every time he see her, right, she would be smiling at her, right? And he thought that was, you know, kind of odd, you know. Every time she see him, she would just be smiling, you know. You know how you girls get that smile, you know, going on, you know. And he said, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to see what's up. So he went to her. He said, do I know you? She said, I don't think so. He said, well, do you know me? She said, no. He said, you know, when I look at you, you're looking at me smiling like you know me. You know, she said, no, I don't know you, but you look like my third husband. He said, you were married three times? She said, no, twice. You get that later on. You get that later on. You get that later on. Because the devil, he whatever you feel like doing, whatever. You know, and that's what people want. They want to do in this world whatever they feel like doing, because this is a big world, man. Let's have some fun, you know. And that's what it's about, having some fun in this world, you know. And because, you know, Christians, you know, the other father and Christians, we don't have fun, you know. We just go to church, go home and eat. Are you with me? But that's not so. That's not so. We have fun. Amen. And we have the kind of fun that you don't even know about. Someone has said a man lived 100 years who knew not Christ. And it said a young man lived 4 years who knew Christ. It said, don't you know the man the young boy who lived 4 years, he lived longer than the man who lived 100 years. Amen? Because that boy, he lived in Christ. When that man, he didn't live in Christ. He don't know Christ. He don't know Christ. And that's very important to know who your daddy is. Are you with me? You know, who is your daddy? Are you with me? You know, that imitation daddy, he'll teach the pleasure of sin, because there is pleasure in sin. The Bible teaches about Moses, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, about the pleasures of sin. He rather do this than to have the pleasures of sin, because there's pleasures in sin. You've been there. You've done that. You know what kind of fun you had when you was out there. And it seemed to be pleasure, but that pleasure was just a lustful loss. He'll lead you with lies. He tell you lies. And he'll help you to believe those lies. Are you with me? And if you're not able, you would believe those lies. He will lead you into all temptation. He will not tell you the wages of sin is death. He still tells you that you won't surely die. You know, I know they say the wages of sin is death, but you won't surely die. Remember when he told Eve that? And he's still telling us that today. And we won't surely, just go have a good time, you know. You ain't got to stay out all night. 4 o'clock, you know, at least be home, you know. You ain't got to stay out all night. He still tells us you won't surely die. He will lead us straight to the wide gate and broad way, but won't tell us that way leads to destruction. He will tell you about the eternal, he won't tell us about the eternal hellfire. He won't tell us that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He won't tell that there will be no pardon nor parole. He won't tell them that they would be there for the rest of eternity. He wants his children to be wise in their own eyes. And you cannot do no wrong being wise in your own eyes, because you ought to know what you want. So go get it. Whatever comes may. But we know who our true Father is. We know who our true Father is. Our Father is a Father who's in heaven. And there is none but one. One God, one Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4 and 6. 1 Corinthians 8:6, NIV version says, yet for us there but one God, the Father whom all things came and for whom we live. He's the Father who tells us and lead us to the straight gate and the narrow way, which leadeth us to life. And he keeps his promise. Someone has said, if you walk like a duck, you look like a duck, you sound like a duck, you act like a duck, your daddy is a duck. You are the son and daughter of a duck. If you walk devilish, you talk devilish, you look devilish, you sound devilish, you act devilish, you live devilish, you acted just like your father, the devil. But if you walk godly, talk godly, look godly, sound godly, live godly, love godly, teach godly, pray godly, then you are the children of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Our Father today, do all. Joshua, 24th chapter, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in the serenity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, amen, the one and only God. Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day, all you fathers. Believe it or not, we have work to do. We got work to do, and there's going to be a lot of things that's going to get in our way, right, to try to slow us up and stop us. But fathers, leaders, that's who God placed us to be, the leaders. Are you with me? And if we are to lead, we are to lead like God said for us to lead and be what God have us to be. Because our future, our children is in bad shape. Are you with me? They're seeing these wars right now. We got things happening in the United States that we used to see over there. Are you with me? But it's right here now. But it's not in Petersburg. It's coming. Are you with me? But it may just be quiet in Petersburg right now. They doing it undercover. Are you with me? But because one of the things is going on is hate. A lot of hate is happening. You know, the hate for the Jews, the hate for this one, the hate for that one. They say, Christians, we are not hate. Even though we see people who are we call gay folks, we are not to hate them. We are to love them enough to want them to be changed. Are you with me? That's what it's about. Are you with me? But fathers, be fathers, grandfathers. If you ain't got nothing else to do, be somebody else's father. Are you with me? Amen. You know, just be there. Go ye therefore and teach, because our young people, our future, man, is messed up, getting messed up. Are you with me? Because they're believing in something that's almost true. Are you with me? That's not completely all the way true. It's that, remember we spoke about that lukewarm? They believe in that lukewarm teaching. That lukewarm teaching. And fathers, we got to step up. Really, me too. Right? I want you to understand again, this is not the first time this message was preached. The first time, the very first time it was preached to me. So I have to step up. Are you with me? I have to go. These kids, tell them, say something. You know, some of them are going to not accept you, but tell them. Are you with me? Tell them. You know, if they say, I got a daddy, well, what can we do? You don't have to tell me. I got a daddy to tell me what to do. You may come up into something like that. But anyway, God bless you, fathers. God bless you, mothers. Because how could we be fathers without you? If you're here and you're not a member of the church, you must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. What is God's word? That Jesus came down from heaven, born of a virgin, suffered a cruel life and died a cruel death on that cross. But on the third day, he was risen with all powers in his hand. We must believe that. Somebody going to say, that don't make no kind of sense. Well, you must believe it. You must believe it. You must repent. That means turn around. That don't mean stop and go on. Because that's what a lot of people do. They stop. Are you with me? Repenting is not just stopping, but it's turning around from going where you're going. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. Stay faithful in God's grace and His word. You must come to worship. You must. You can't get around it. You know, I know sometimes we're sick, and God knows. God knows our hearts. But still, we must, even though we're sick, we stay home if we got to stay home. Now, I'm not saying to come out here, right? But we must have in our hearts, I wish I was there. I wish I was there today. But I can't make it today. I wish I was there. We must come to worship. We must give. We must be able to learn. We must be able to teach. We must be able to pray. We must have faith. We must love. If you're here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, and we get together, stand and sing a song that was encouraging for us, you may together stand and sing.